Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you live out of state, and before COVID, you used to commute into New York for work, you still have to pay those New York state taxes on your salary. Some workers who used to commute in but have spent the year working from home have been seeking a break on paying those taxes. But New York state tax officials are now scrutinizing those 2020 returns. The Wall Street Journal's Jimmy Vielkind has been digging into this story, and he joins us now. So explain to us exactly what the rule is, how that works.
Well, the tax professionals call this the convenience rule, which says that even if you weren't physically in New York, say you worked from home on a Friday because it was beautiful and sunny out and you were hitting the golf course, you still owe New York and you're still taxed as though you went to the office that day because you stayed at home and worked from home out of convenience, not out of necessity. The coronavirus pandemic, which forced the closure of many offices in New York City and around the country, raises a new question. If you worked from home because of COVID, was it out of your convenience or out of necessity? Tax professionals are answering this very question right now, and the result for New York State could have big consequences. About 10% of all the income taxes collected from New York by New York State in 2018 came from people who actually live in New Jersey and Connecticut and who commute into New York State, mostly New York City. So how the convenience rule ends up being interpreted is going to have major consequences, not just for taxpayers, but for the public and the government at large.
Right. As you were just saying with those numbers, this is not something that affects just a few people. This is possibly hundreds of thousands.
That's right. The most recent figures show that it's more than 400,000 people from New Jersey, and I think just under 100,000 from Connecticut are regularly commuting into the state. Now, this means it's big business for New York, and the tax department has been very vigilant. According to my reporting, the tax department has given auditors refresher training on exactly what to look for in these refund claims, and it's also reassigned auditors from other areas to look at non-resident income tax returns that have already started to trickle in. I spoke with some tax professionals who said that they've already heard from clients who have audits that have begun. They expect that this will end up being challenged in court. And again, the result will have big consequences.
And we know that New York courts have upheld this rule in the past. But can't you, if you are paying that New York state tax on your salary that's derived from New York, can't you get a break on your home state taxes?
It depends. Some states, including New Jersey and now Connecticut, do offer a credit. Exactly how it's structured depends on your income level, and it depends on the state that you're in. This is more of a burning issue in New England, where the state of New Hampshire has sued the state of Massachusetts, saying that Massachusetts has no right to levy tax on New Hampshire residents who used to commute to Massachusetts for work, but are no longer doing so. That case is pending before the Supreme Court, and of course, New Hampshire has no income taxes. So the results for its residents could be quite striking.
And as you were saying, this could be prime for litigation here. Wall Street Journal's Jimmy Vielkind, thank you so much for all that insight.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.